IQ Volatility. I'm Bob Hirschhorn, and this is Science Update. It's long been thought that your IQ doesn't change much over time, but maybe not, according to cognitive neuroscientist Kathy Price of the Wellcome Trust Center for Neuroimaging at University College London. She and her colleagues tested 33 healthy teenagers at age 14 and again at 18. Many of their IQ scores went significantly up or down on the verbal or nonverbal subtest, or both.
And we were able to show that the degree to which their scores had changed over the four-year period matched the degree to which parts of their brain had changed.
Kids with better scores had somehow increased the density of nerve cells called gray matter in brain areas that were relevant to the subtests they improved on. The next question is whether these changes were biologically predetermined or the result of the teenager's activities during the four-year gap. I'm Bob Hirschhorn for AAAS, the Science Society.